Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. When I buy consumer-grade routers, one of the criteria I use to buy said routers is whether or not I can replace the firmware with DDWRT, because I know that the firmware that comes on these devices is most likely not well-maintained. It might get updated a couple of times over its lifetime, and that's it. And honestly, you can do a whole lot more with DDWRT. In fact, I still have some old WRT54GSs, and these things are, they're more than 10 years old at this point. Surprisingly, of course, Linksys, which has changed hands a couple of times since some of these devices were purchased, they're still producing this router because people like it, right? And because it's still just this old router, right? I mean, by today's standards, it doesn't even do N or A or whatever the different 802.11 standards that exist now. It still works, right? And people, like these routers. I mean, you can run them for years and, it'll probably cost them, I don't know how much to make, not very much, but they're not all that fancy. They're by today's standards, they're old, but they still work. And, I still have a few of them, and they're versions that, this was before Linksys started making it really impossible to put third-party firmware on it, or I'd say a lot more difficult. I have a few of them and I still use them from time to time. In fact, I had to create yet another SSID at home, and I had to extend it to the other end of my house. And so I was able to do that primarily because of DDWRT and these old routers. And I only needed to have one device connect to it. So it was a good way to sort of enable that to happen. The fact that it's 802.11g really doesn't matter that much because it's it doesn't need that much bandwidth, and it'll have enough bandwidth for itself, and I'm not having nobody else is connecting to that. And so there's yet another Mirai type botnet type thing going on there that we're actually not even that. It's they're compromising routers in such a way that you're able to take a they change the DNS on the devices so that it points to a malicious DNS server, so that when you go visit some random website, it goes through a malware site or some site that is able to take advantage of all the page views and turn it into money or something. So or serve up malicious ads, that kind of thing. So it's good reason maybe to, if you're going to buy this, you're going to buy a router, see if you can put something else on it. Although honestly, most people probably don't even ever upgrade their router firmware. I'm one of those sick people that do it, just because I have an InfoSec background, and I just know that there are issues that need to be addressed on these things. And yeah, and third party firmware is a little bit better about getting updates. Now you have to go, I have to go manually update. I think I've got four different routers right now that are running DDWRT in different versions, and I have to make sure I put the right version on there and all this stuff. And so it's not easy, but I can certainly do it. I have to do it from time to time. They're not all publicly accessible routers, so I'm not too worried about that element of it. But anyway, I would be aware that your router, if you're seeing malware, being served up on your computer, that might be one of the reasons it's happening. So just make sure your firmware is up to date. Turn off the web interface on it if you're not using it, things like that, to try and help with some of this stuff, protect you from some of this stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.